Today's shir is Masechta Gittin Daf Pei Tes. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Pei Ches Amud Beis towards the bottom of the Amud at the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Yatzah Shema Be'ir, if the rumor in the city has it that a certain woman is Mekudeshes, that this woman is already Mekudeshes, Harezim Mekudeshes, we need to be concerned that what's being said is true. That now, the Rishonim point out that, of course, we can't be concerned with every rumor. Here we're referring to a situation where there's circumstantial evidence to prove that she's indeed Mekudeshes. And therefore, she cannot get married to anyone else until the person with whom there is a rumor that she's married gives her a get. Vice versa, if there's a rumor about a woman that she's mugareshes, that she is divorced, then the halacha is that we have to treat her she mugareshes. So of course, explain all the Rishonim. The Gemara does not mean to say that she could get married to someone else without a get. If the entire basis for assuming that she's mugareshes is really just a rumor, which is not true, so we can't just let an Eishes Ish get married without a get. The only thing the Gemara means here is that we go l'chumrah. What does it mean, go l'chumrah? We treat this woman as if she is a divorcee, and we won't let her marry a kohen, because, as the Rishonim point out, she's no worse than someone who has a reich haget. We spoke in previous shurim that somebody who has a reich get, doesn't really have a full-fledged get, is treated like a divorcee, that she may not marry a kohen. The same thing is here. Says the Gemara, even though we've just learned that we need to be concerned about these type of rumors, that's only b'vach le'isham amasla. If there's something that will break the rumor, and a legitimate explanation why the rumor is incorrect, then we don't have to worry for the rumor. And the Gemara gives us example. Ezi Amasla, what is the explanation of Amasla? There's a rumor, Girish Ish Plenis Ishte Al Tanai. There was a rumor that the husband divorced his wife with a stipulation. Or there is a rumor in town that Zarkla, that there was a single woman, that the man threw a Kedushin at her. And we have a Safakar of Law. If we're not sure if it was closer to him or to her, as we learned in the Gemara on Daf Ayin Ches Amud Aleph, that the question was that there was an area that was exactly 8 amis between the two of them, and we're not clear which one was closer. Another explanation, Rabbi Yochanan gave, that we don't go according to which is closer or further, we go according to the one who could properly protect the get. And we don't know which of these two individuals was able to protect the get better. We had another explanation where there are two pairs of witnesses who contradict each other, who was the Kedushin closer to. In all these cases, Zui Amasla, this is considered a legitimate Amasla that goes against the rumor. The Tanai is the Shoiver on the Kedushin Gerishin, because since we could easily explain that she was really not divorced because the stipulation wasn't fulfilled, we could easily say that she wasn't Mekudeshes because the Kedushin was closer to her. And all these cases, that the halacha is that since we have a legitimate way of explaining why the rumor is incorrect, we need not be too concerned about that rumor. Ask the Gemara. So we just learned, as we started the shir, Srinla Gavra, do we say, based on a rumor that she is a divorcee, we don't let her be with her husband? In other words, let's say she married a kohen, the Gemara is asking, and she now, a rumor is coming out that she's a divorcee. Will we make her divorce her husband? Srinla Gavra, will we make her divorce her husband? Ask the Gemara, the Amar of Ashi. So we're trying to ask a question. We just learned the Mishnah. Rav Ashi is an Amira. Amira can't argue in a Mishnah. So why is the Gemara asking a question from something that an Amira taught us? So the Ramban and the Rashbah say that the way that the proper girsa of the Gemara is the Kashler of Ashi. Not that the Gemara is asking a question on the Mishnah from what Rav Ashi said. That isn't appropriate. What the Gemara means to do is that based on what we just learned in the Mishnah, what Rav Ashi taught us is difficult to understand. Because Rav Ashi taught us, says the Gemara, Kol Kail Debas Nasura, any rumor that emerges after the woman got married, Loicha Shinola, we don't need to be concerned. And here would be a perfect example. This woman married a kohen, and after she married the kohen, there's a rumor that emerged that she's a grusha. The halacha is, we need not be concerned about it. So why in our Mishnah are we concerned? Why in our Mishnah are we concerned about the rumor? So of course, Tosfos, the very masculine Omer, asked the obvious question. Why don't we explain that the Mishnah is speaking about a case that first she was mureses, and then the rumor came out, and then she got married. So here, the rumor came out after the erusin, but prior to the nesuin. Rav Ashi is only speaking about a rumor that emerges after the nesuin. So one teretz that they give is that the Mishnah doesn't make this distinction. So apparently the Mishnah doesn't seem to make a distinction when the rumor started, before the Nisuin or after the Nisuin. Moreover, there are those that the Rishonim say that even a rumor that comes out after Erisin is a rumor that we could ignore. If we could ignore a rumor after Erisin, and Rav Ashi says we certainly could ignore a rumor after the Nisuin, so why are we concerned about the rumor in our Mishnah? Answers the Gemara Hachikomer. This is the way to understand the Mishnah. Yotze Shema Be'ir. If there's a rumor, there's a status about a woman, Mekudeshes, that she's a married woman, Hareza Mekudeshes. She's not allowed to marry anyone else without a get. If Mekudeshes, if there's a rumor about a woman that she's Mekudeshes to a certain man, Umegureshes, and now the rumor continues also to say that she divorced a man, Hareza Mugureshes, we can rely on the rumor based, we can rely on that rumor and let her get married. Of course, the Ramban says she can't get married to a kohen. My Tama, why don't we have to be worried about the rumor that she's married? Because says the Gemara, Kol v'shoivrei imoy, the kol that she's married is also broken with the rumor that she's divorced. Amar Rava, says Rava, they have a single woman, Yotzla Shem Azana Be'ir, that there's a rumor in the city that she had a relationship with a non-Jew or with an Eved. Ein Chosh Shela, we don't have to be concerned that she should not be married a Kohen. My Tama, because just because there's such a rumor, it doesn't mean that she actually had relations. We need to be concerned that all we need to be concerned is that people saw her acting inappropriately, but doesn't mean that she had relations that would disqualify her from marrying a kohen. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Nun Arachayim, Siman Nun Gimel Sif Chaf Hei says, "Ein misalkin chazan menasoi, we can't remove a chazan from his position, elam kein nimtza by psul, unless we find something that disqualifies him from having that position." And right, the Rama, we can't remove him just because there's a rumor about him. That there's a rumor that he had relations with a Gentile woman. And the Gra over says that the basis for that halacha that's stated in the Shulchan Aruch is our Gemara. The Magen Avraham says that if there's a cold leposik, if there's a constant rumor, then we can have him removed from position. Says the Gemara, asked the Biyarocha, here we're seeing not like that. Says the Gemara, when there's a way of explaining it, that like our Gemara, says the B'yar Lachon. And our Gemara we can explain that we saw that she didn't act with proper sneeze. But one does not become offered to a Kohen just because they didn't act with proper sneeze. So since there's a legitimate explanation that she didn't act with the proper sneeze, but on the other hand, she didn't do anything that would prohibit her from a Kohen, we allow her to remain with we allow her to marry Kohen. By a chazan, explains the B'yar Lachon, he didn't have to actually have done the Avera. A person who people speak about negatively is a person who's not allowed to be a chazan. So the fact that there's this cult, the loipasik, this constant rumor, even though we can't prove that it's true, and even if we can maybe explain that he didn't do as bad as it sounds, it's already enough of a reason that he shouldn't be a chazan. Says the Gemara that this thing that Rava just said, that if somebody acted inappropriately, not that the way a Jew is supposed to act, doesn't make that woman act also to a kohen, actually the machlokes is tanoim. Raisa says, Ocho b'shuk, if you have a woman that eats in the shuk, and as the Yaivet explains, that in those days, eating outdoors was considered a priestess, Girara, or she walks in an inappropriate manner, Girgar b'shuk, she walks in an inappropriate manner in the street, Hanika b'shuk, she nurses her children, her children publicly. The Kula Rabbi Yoimah takes it. Even if she married a kohen already, she may not remain with him. Akiva Omer, Mishiyusav Yitna B'Mazaras Kovayna. People who, women who sew, and when they sew, they sit around and talking, that if the women who are sitting and sewing say that this is the way she behaves, then she has to leave her husband the kohen. Omer, Rabbi Yoimah Manuri, and came where you knocked the basa of Ramavinu. If that's the approach you're going to take, there's never going to be a woman who could remain with her husband to Sheva Tatsal Koyim. Because there are always going to be people that will speak badly about other people. And as the Chazanish explains the Gemara, Chazanish explains that sometimes there's a rumor that has reglined with others, that there's proof that it's true. But just because there's a rumor about a person without actually any proof, how can we act on that rumor? Furthermore, says the Gemara, the Torah Amra, Kimata Arvis Dover, Lahalon Oima, Kishnaim Odom Ashtay Odom Yakum Dover, Malahalon, the Torah where it says the word Dover means Dover Borer, you need to have Adam, Afkan, Dover Borer. And here, it's not considered a Dover Borer. And that's why he says, that you don't go out. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, if there's a rumor about a woman, Bula, a woman that is assumed to be a Bula, the rumor says she's a Bula, and Chayshin Shalai. We don't have to be concerned that she's a Bula, even though we might have seen her act inappropriately, we have no proof to say that she actually had Bula. If there's a rumor on a woman, the Sua, that she got married, and we don't go and there's a rumor about a woman who everybody knows is single that she's married. Again, we don't have to take that rumor into consideration. If there's a rumor about a woman again who everybody knows is single that became an arusa, that she's an arusa, again, we don't have to be concerned for it. If there's a rumor about a woman that got married today, they just say she got married, but there's no name attached to say who was the husband, again, unquestionable. We don't have to pay attention to it. If there's a rumor about a woman who supposedly got married, Bira Keres, in a different city, again, unquestionable. We don't have to be concerned with it. Mamzeres. If there's a rumor about a woman that she's a Mamzeres, of course the regular Jew may not marry a Mamzeres, again, unquestionable. If there's a rumor about a woman that she's a shivcha, so again, she doesn't have the din of a full-fledged bachelor, ain't chayshinah. If there's a rumor, hikdash plani in the chasam, that somebody went and was managed all of his assets, or hikdash plani in the chasam, or he was master of the assets, again, ain't chayshinah. All of these rumors don't need to be taken into consideration. Amu Ula, says Ula, that the Mishnah said that if there's a rumor that a person is married, the halacha is that we have to be concerned that maybe she isn't being married, and she may not marry anyone else. Lo yishasham kol havara. It's not that he just heard a rumor. El kedei she eidim, they have to have eidim that come and say that they were on Noah's dog, because mitzvah mitzvah, they saw a wedding hall, and they saw it looking like a wedding looks. Open the oven, there's nothing. The yoyim and people walking in and out. Bummer's claim is kadesh b'yoyim. So it's not just rumor, it's much more. Of course, the Miri points out, this isn't. It's not that there are eidim. Because if there are eidim that she got married, then there's nothing to talk about. We always follow the eidim. But there's rumor, and the rumor has a lot of meat to it. If they said that Miskadesh, did the Mishnah say, the Mishnah said that she's going to be, maybe just because they're saying she's going to get married, that she's going to get married, why is that a proof that she got married? Dilma, maybe at the end, why is that so? She refused to get married. So why is the fact that people are saying that this is woman, this girl is getting married today, considered enough of a rumor that we need to be concerned about? Says the Gemara, indeed. The only time we have to be concerned is again when we have all of these circumstances coupled with plainly the scotcha hayoyim, where the rumor says that she got married today, then that's rumor we have to be concerned. The chay tani levi, and so the levi teaching of raisa, lo shishmu kol avara, just the rumor itself, we don't pay attention to. El kadesh she'er neres dolkus, umitas matzas, the noshim toim loy aner, women were preparing clothing, usmechas loy, and there was dancing and singing, vaymer plainly scotcha hayoyim. Again, ask the Gemara the same question. The fact that it was said, Miss Kadesh, that she's going to get married today, but maybe she never ended up getting married. But Dimalai Kacha, maybe she never ended up getting married. Amarava, Papa, and Gi. With all the things that we're saying happened, it has to be coupled with a rumor that said, Ploinus Niskacha Hayoin, that she got married today. Amarava, Babakana, Amarav Yochan. Loisha Shama Kalavara, again, similar. It's not that we heard a rumor. El kadesh she'ner stalkus mitzvah mitzvahs ubnei adam nechnasim yoytzin amru davar. If after people went out, they say that this girl got married today, zeu kol. That's a call that we need to be concerned about. But even if after walking out of this wedding, they still we don't hear people saying that she got married. So that's the masla. It's the proof that nobody said that she got married. Presumably something happened and the wedding didn't happen. Ask the Gemara, lo amru, but if nobody said anything, lo amru v'lo klum, there was nothing that was said. So if there was nothing said, where does the rumor begin from? Got begin from that we're being concerned about. Lafuki says the Gemara, d'rav v'rafuna, d'ama masla sh'amru, that we learned in our Mishnah, and a masla could break a rumor. Afilu, says the Gemara, that it doesn't have to break it immediately. We would think that a masla could break a rumor even 10 days later. Kamash Malon, like Amru, that when there was no kol, who da have a masla? Ha Amru, if there was a rumor that she got married, lo have a masla. You could have a masla, but the masla is only effective if it's immediately after the rumor emerged. If the masla comes many days later, too late. Amar Rav Abba, Rav Huna, Amar Rav. Lo yishashamu kol avara. It's not enough that we hear a rumor. El kadesh yomru. Mehechen, when we examine the rumor, ploini mehechen shloini, ploini. The people who are reporting the rumor have to be able to give a background to that rumor. Ubaikiv, halkam achim agil, davabar, and then we investigate what really happened. But ask the Gemara, if we're investigating to see what really happened, and we discover one way or the other, the Dabba Abora, Avis Ma'isli. So at that point, it's a full-fledged Davis, so it's not a question of rumor. Says the Gemara, Al-Kiyasar of Shmuel, Bar Yehuda Amr of Abba Amr of Huna Amra, Losh Hashem of Kalavara, a rumor is not enough, El-Kadesh Yom, plenty of Shem, plenty, V'Hokam Amdina Tiyom. The reason we can't substantiate the rumor, because the source of the rumor is not here anymore. And that's why if there's such a strong rumor and we could follow the entire line of the rumor, we need to be concerned about the rumor. But if we can't follow the entire line of the rumor, we could ignore it. Says the Gemara, Amalei Baile Rav Yosef. when we are concerned about a rumor, because we're able to trace the rumor, but we can't get back to the original people who started the rumor because they're not here. Vatlinim Ko, can we then just break a rumor or Lemma Vatlin? That means if there was a rumor, and based on the rumor, Benson said we have to treat it as a Mekudeshes. And then afterwards, we find out that it's all not true. So what's going to be the halacha? Can we allow her not to get married, or do we have to be concerned? On the way, Midam Rav Chisda, actually used from the Kiyat Sherit, that Bezdin doesn't concern itself with rumors unless reliable people say it. Shmamina. From here we hear Vatlinim Kolot. Just that Bezdin is concerned, only needs to concern itself with rumors that were stated by reliable people. So similarly, it seems the Gemara holds that if reliable people break the rumor, we don't need to be concerned about it. On the way, so Abai said to Rabbi Yosef, Ad Rabba, we can make a counter argument. Midam Rav Sheshes, I feel in the notion that even though women, who obviously are not typically kosher to say Edus, we trust them for Kol, Shmamino, so we see that a Kol, a rumor is very strong, and once the rumor is started, Lemavilin is Kolot. Amalei, so Rav Yosef said, Asrasa Nasa, that they're different, Asrasa means different locations. In Surah, the Vatikula, in Surah, they would dispel rumors, they were able to break rumors. The Ador, Lemavilin Vatikula, says the Gemara, says the Rebbeinu Hananel explains the Gemara as follows. He says, in Surah, it was very common to have many rumors. And therefore, since it was common to have rumors, they discovered that some of those rumors were incorrect. And that's why they broke the rumors. In Ador, it was very rare to have a rumor. And when there was a rumor, it obviously was something very serious, and therefore we never break it. Says the Gemara, and says now the Rosh, now we could understand the Rav Chisda, the Gemara wants to say that this is a machloikus of Chisda Rav Sheshes. It's not a machloikus. Rav Chisda was from Surah, and Rav Sheshes was from Nador, and everybody acted according what the minhag hamakom that he came from. Hey, says the Gemara, hey, the dafel akol dagus lababe rav. There was a rumor about a certain woman that got married to one of the boys from the yeshiva. After Rav Chama lavua, Rav Chama brought the father of this girl, Amalei, Emily Hecha Avoda, and tell me exactly what happened. Amalei, Atanai Kaddish, they got married with a stipulation. The stipulation was, adopted Loyazza Bei Chazoy, that he won't go to a place called Bei Chazoy. And he didn't fulfill his stipulation for Ozo. Amalei, says the Gemara, Kim de Bidin Dava Kolo Hava Masla, since when the rumor started, that a masla wasn't in place, so therefore he said, "Lav kol kamina the masla, the masla. You can't now create a masla." In other words, what he was basically saying was, once the kol was established, the kol is kept, even though you have a masla. The Ran says that bizman hazeh we don't break a rumor. Something that the halacha that says that we have to consider a rumor. The halacha is that we don't break the rumor. Other Rishonim disagree, but the Ramah, La'alok L'maisa, and Evan Ezra Simon Menvov Sif Dalet says, the Bezman Azeh L'mevaklin Kol. And the Beis Shmuel says that even though, as we're learning in the Gemara, we see that in the time of the Gemara, there were different places, and as we just learned in the Gemara, different places had different Menhagim, says the Beis Shmuel, that in the time of the Ramah decided to be Machmer, and the Ramah's opinion was that wherever there was a call, we have to be concerned for it, and we can't break it. So the Ramah, who did not call a call, did the Shabbat the Tukla. There was a rumor about a man was Makadish her by giving her date pits, dated by Shefer, and that it took place next to the stream That's the day shachit. Shachar avin de bar ava v'kamei de baya. Kegav namai. Do we have to be concerned for this rumor or not? Amo yafil a mandam alem avakon kolo. Even according to the mandam that we don't break the rumor, v'maklin kol, v'hom v'maklin kol here, we can. The meme amr, because we have a very good reason to assume that the rumor was meaningless. That Ayman by Rabban B'Kedusha, the Rabbanan investigated the validity of a Kedushin, and they determined, so I have a Pruta, that there was no Pruta, that these dates weren't worth a Pruta. And as we're going to learn in Mr. Shem soon, the first Mishnah, the second Kedushin, that a Kedushin can only be valid if what was used to affect the Kedushin was a Shava Pruta. There was a rumor that this woman got married to one of the sons of this man, but it wasn't identified which of the sons. Omar Rabbi Filaman to Omar. So it says Rabbi, even according to the opinion that says one of Akrin Kolo, the home of Akrin Kolo. Amri, I know by Rabbanan with Kedushin. Rabbanan investigated this Kedushin, and they recognized that the son who did the Kedushin was a Kotten. And since he was a Kotten, Kedushin Kotten Hava, and that's the kind of rumor that everybody agrees we could bring. Who, Hayhi, there was a girl, the Nafik Lekal Bigdasha, that there was a rumor that she got married, the Kotten, to a certain Kotten, Hanir Kigotu. He was a Kotten, but he looked like an adult. And the question was, do we have to be concerned about this Kedushin or not? Amalei Ramatla Ravashi, Hava Ovda, there was such a shy we once already brought to the Chachamim, Ramal Adayim Ha'igiyah, the flag of Sruven. The name of the flag of Sruven, the Doylem take it away. The Doylem have to have, sometimes you have a person who's a Godel who looks like a Godel, but he's really not a Godel, and he doesn't have the intelligence of a Godel. And therefore, we don't have to be concerned for that rumor. Because we're going to assume that this person, this boy, was really not yet a gadol, and the only reason they started thinking he was a gadol because he looked so big. So I saw that the Netziv asks, here we're saying that who do we use as an example of somebody who had chokhma, that a guy in Lo'igil flag was Reuven, he didn't come to the proper intelligence, Reuven. So the Netziv asks, why is Reuven used as the model of Chochmah? So the Netziv asks that the Reuven showed great intelligence. Because when Reuven, when he found the doyim that belonged to his mother, he realized that they belonged to his mother more than to his father. That recognition that he had is a proof that he is a Chochmah. Says the Gemara, we learned in the Mishnah about taking a call seriously, but we also learned in the Mishnah that as much as we have to take a call seriously, we don't have to be concerned about it if there's an amasla. Vachlei teisham amasla, says the Gemara. Amar Rav Barafuna, Master Sha'amru, the masla that we accept, he says is mikan vasara yoimim. Even 10 days later, the masla can emerge. There's actually a machloikus rishonim that the Ritva quotes, that when the Gemara here uses, that when the Gemara here uses 10 days, does the Gemara mean strictly 10 days? Or the Gemara is only using 10 days as a marshal, but it could be even more. Rav Zudama b'makam amasla, even if we don't have an amasla, but we have a good reason to be concerned that what was said is inaccurate, chosh in l'masla, we have to be concerned that there's an amasla here, and once that we have to be concerned that there's a masla here, we don't take the call seriously. Eser, popular as vid, the Mishnah said clearly, uvachle teisha b'masla. So isn't the Mishnah teaching us that the only time we don't have to be concerned is if there's an amasla? And you said that there doesn't have to be a masla, there just has to be a potential masla, and we don't have to listen to the rumor. Amalei, what he says, Rav Zvid, what the Mishnah meant to say was remarkable masla kamar. Whenever there's a situation where we have reason to believe that there's an amasla to help us ignore the rumor, we are able to ignore the rumor. Amalei Rav Kana Rav Papa, that you who are trying to say that the Mishnah disagrees with me and that the Mishnah requires a real amasla, Don't you agree with me that even a potential amasla is satisfactory? Vatanina, the Mishnah in Masechet Yevamos, Daf Tzadik Beis of an Aleph, teaches us about a woman whose husband went overseas. And the Eid Echad comes and says that her husband died. And based on that Eid Echad, Beis Din allowed her to get remarried. As we often learn, that even though normally we need two Eidim, but Mishum Eguna Akula Barabonin, Chazal were makel to prevent a woman from remaining in Aguna, and they allow us to rely on Eid Echad. V'niskatsha. And therefore she went and she became a Kodeshus. V'achkach Baobala. And what's important to point out here is that there was no Nesuin, there was only Erisin. The halacha is, Muteras Lach, so she could go back to the first husband. Now the question is, people know she got married, she had Erisin with the second husband. So people who know that she had Erisin with the second husband, when they see her just going back to the first husband, how can we just allow that to happen? The answer is, since there's an easier masla to explain this away, by saying that there was obviously kedushin al Tanai, and therefore the Tanai wasn't fulfilled, and that's why she's not married to him, that's enough to allow her to go back to the first husband. So isn't this a proof that wherever there's an easier masla, we rely on the masla? Says the Gemara, you can't bring a raya from that case. Shani Hassam, the Asa Bala Mara. There it's different because the first husband shows up. So everybody understands why she's going back to the first husband because he was never really dead. So ask the Gemara, if that's the case, why are we saying that she could only go back to the first husband if there was Erisin with the second husband? But if there was Nesuin with the second husband, we wouldn't let her go back. Why not? The fact that the first husband came back should be a proof that he never died and she should be allowed to go back to him. Yochin, this is Nami. Even if she had Nesuin with the second husband, she should be allowed to go back to him. Says the Gemara, there's a different reason. Nisus, when she had Nesuin with the second husband, so there, Avri Surah. Because as the Gemara says often in Masechet Yevamos and Masechet Ksubis, that the halacha is that she also, Daika Mitzvah, a woman should not get remarried unless she checks out that her husband died. And obviously, and if she had Nesuin, she obviously didn't do the proper investigation. So that's why Chazal said that even though this first husband is here, and the first husband's here, so it's a good reason not to have to allow her to go back to the first husband. Chazawa machmer, kinsur rabbanon, that she can't go back to the first husband. But if there was only kedushin with the second husband, so she never consummated that marriage, so then the halacha is, since she never consummated the marriage, she never really actually did an isser with the second husband, like kinsur rabbanon. The Ritva says that what happens if there was a chuppah with the second husband, but it never led to Nesuin. They had a chuppah, but they never consummated the marriage. So the Ritva says that a chuppah in halacha, for this halacha, is equivalent to complete Nesuin, and if she had a chuppah with the second husband, she can't go back to the first husband. Amar Rav Ashi, kol kol adolos chazak bebeidina, any kol that is not established in the Beis Din, it's just a rumor in the street, Laf kolahu. It's not considered a kol that we have to be concerned on. Amar Rav Ashi, that we quoted at the beginning of our shir, kol kol of the bas nesuin. If the kol only emerges after she married somebody else, like a shinla, says the Gemara. From here it seems that only if the kol emerged after the nesuin, that's when we have to be strict. Had the bas erisin. If the kol emerged after the erisin, prior to the Nesuin, then he holds Cheshinala. And Rav Chaviva's opinion is Afilud Basa Erisin Lami Cheshinala. Once she was Mureses, we don't pay attention to the call, and says the Gemara, that is indeed the Alocha. Vilchsalai Cheshinala. Amar Rav Yimre Ba'aba, Shochalai Be Rav, the Talmidim of the Yeshiva of Rav, asked Shmuel the following Shaila. Yilamdenu Rabbeinu, Yotzala Kol Merishin. There's a call that this woman married a certain man, Uba Acher v'kitcha kedusha Torah, and now somebody else went and made kedusha with her in front of Edom. What's going to be the halacha in this case? Mahu? Will we take that call seriously and not let her live with the second husband or not? Shalchlu, so Shmuel responded, Taitse, she can't remain with the second husband. Famidu Dova Birya, and please let me know what indeed happened. Fadieni, tell me, please investigate what indeed happened and let me know. Says the Gemara, Mahi, why did Shmuel tell them to really investigate what happened? If after investigation it will turn out that the first kedushin wasn't a valid kedushin, and therefore mevatlin kala, we could dispel that rumor. But says the Gemara, how could that be? This story happened in Nadar, where Shmuel was the Rav, and in Nadar we learned earlier in our Shia today, that once a kala is established, we follow the call, even though there's a reason to break it. Elo, says the Gemara, what Shmuel meant to say was this. The Megalia Milsa, the Kedusha Kam, Kedusha Malia, Nenu. If we discover that the first Kedusha was a good Kedusha, so then what when the second husband did a Kedusha, it's meaningless. Because it was a Kedusha on an Eishas Ish, and therefore, like Tricha Get Mashini, she wouldn't need a get from the second husband. Or Pligid Rafuna. And in this halacha, Shmuel is disagreeing with Rav Huna. Dam Rav Huna, Eish Yisish Shepashta Yad V'Kibbel Kedusha Me'achar. If a Eish Yisish accepted Kedusha from another man, the halacha is Mekudeshes. As far as the halacha is concerned, we are concerned that she is now married to the second man based on what Rav Huna said. Based on what Rav Hamnuna said. Dama Rav Hamnuna, Rav Hamnuna teaches us, Ha'isha Shamal Baalag Rishtani, if a woman walks in and says to her husband, you divorced me, Namenis, we believe her. Because as a chazaka, Eini Isha Meiz upon Ebifnei Baala, she would not say something like this if it wasn't true. And therefore, if she took a Kedusha from a second husband, she wouldn't have never taken a Kedusha from a second husband unless she realized that it must be true. So the Beis Yosef says that this Beis Yosef goes back to his time. This is the Beis Yosef in Evan Ezra's Simon Yud Zayin. And Ramah quotes this Beis Yosef in that Simon, says that this chazaka, the woman wouldn't have the chutzpah to say to her husband she's divorced, if she truly wasn't divorced, was only in the time of Chazal, where people had a much lower level of chutzpah, says the Beis Yosef. But now that we live in a world where people have a chutzpah, then the halacha is that we don't have these chazakas. Vidach, and Shmuel that disagrees, says the Gemara, Kiyat mit Rav Huna, when is the halacha that Rav Huna says that if a woman is saying she's divorced, it must be true? It's only b'fanav, when she's in front of the husband. However, b'shloi b'fanav, if she's not in front of him, me'iza me'iza. So the fact that she accepted kedushin for someone else doesn't mean that we have to be concerned that they were divorced. Say the paiskim. So this woman, according to Amnuna, who said in front of the husband that she was divorced, and she takes kedushin from a second man, the halacha is that it's as if she's making a claim that she's divorced. And we have to be concerned about the second kedushin. However, say the paiskim, and since we have to be concerned about the second kedushin, she has to get a get from that second husband. So now, but really she wasn't presumably mekudeshes to that second husband. So there's halacha that a woman who was divorced can only go back to her first husband if she wasn't married to someone else. How do we look at this situation? Do we look as if she was married to somebody else? Or we know that marriage was really nothing and she could go back to the first husband? The halacha is that she can't go back to the first husband. Rabbi Kiva Eger quotes the Marah Sasson, that if a woman who is known to have been married to Reuven accepts Kedusha from a Kohen, that's not considered a statement as if she's divorced. Because if she was truly divorced, how she's accepting a kedushin from a kohen? She's a mugareshes. The Mishnah Melech says that an arusa is not believed to say she's divorced. That means even in the time of the Gemara,
where the Gemara says there's a chazaka, ein ish me'izah b'fnei bala, that's only by a nesua, not by an arusa. And the Sefer Ezra's Noshim says that this chazaka, that ein ish me'izah b'fnei bala, is only in a case, says the Ezra's Noshim, where a woman got married, that she got married. But as we learned often in our Masechta, one of the ways a woman gets married is that a father accepts kedushin for her when she's a ketana. So that marriage was not a marriage that she really was involved in. Then we don't have the chazaka of ein ish me'izah b'fnei bala. So the Gemara continues discussing what Shmuel said, he made a dover aburya. Says the Gemara, le'matzu dover aburya. So they weren't able to get to the bottom of it. Mahu. Amar Rava, Megarish Rishon, the first husband who there's a rumor about him that he was Mekadoshar, should divorce her. The nice Shani, and then she should marry the second husband. Av Megarish Shani, the nice Rishon. But to have the second husband divorce her, then she should be able to marry the first person, Loi, my Tama. Why are we taking that position? Says the Gemara, Das Lameima. We have to be concerned that people are going to say that the first one was Mekadosha first, divorced her, and then she became Kadosha to the second one. And now when she's going back to the first husband, people are going to say, Machzik Rishosim and Erison, which was, we just said is not permitted. Says the Gemara, Rav Shina Berei, the Rav Idi Omer disagrees, Af Megerish Sheni V'Nai Sarishin. She can have a get from the second husband and go to the first one. Meme Amri, because people will not say that she did the wrong thing. People will say, I Rabbanim B'Kedusha, they evaluated her Kedusha with the first husband, the Kedusha Toz Hava, and therefore, they're going to say that the second Kedusha wasn't a good Kedusha. They'll investigate and say she was Megudeshes to the first man, and therefore, they have a good way of explaining what happened here, and we don't have to be concerned for something else. So the Mariyotzalah Kamezem is there. That there's a call that she got married to the first one and to the second one. Mahu. Amar Rav, Papa, Af. In this case also, even though there's a rumor about the first husband and then the second husband, the loch is Megarish Rishon V'Nos Hasheni. We could only let the first one divorce her and then she can marry the second one. But we can't allow her to go back to the first one because people are going to say it's a Machzik Rishosai. A Meima says she could choose whichever one she wants to marry. Moteres Lashneim, she can marry either of them, and people will have an explanation no matter which one she marries. And says the Gemara, indeed, that's the halacha. Hilchasa Moteres Lashneim, she can marry either of these two men, because there will always be a legitimate way people will understand what happened. Either they'll understand that she was never married to the second husband, because she was married to the first one, so it's not an issue of Machzik Rishosai, or they'll understand that the first one wasn't a Kedushin, and that's why she's allowed to marry the second one.